Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one place to another and try to get to the point. Today's episode is about Battlefield 6? I have been not a Battlefield player. The thing that's kind of been driving this topic in my mind the past couple of days as I try to parse it is, I don't know how much you have been paying attention to the, I guess, like, the news and or expectations for Battlefield 6. A couple weeks ago, there was some chatter about the expectation for that game being over 100 million players or something. Something that Battlefield has, let's just say, never achieved. It's like a very lofty goal, and a lot of the stuff that they're talking about with Battlefield 6, which is honestly not a lot of stuff about the game and more about how they're positioning it. 100 million players, they want to do like Call of Duty style, we're gonna tell you what the next big thing in Battlefield is, etc., etc. It just really strikes me as a studio that is dealing with an IP that has, like, I guess I don't know how true this is, but in my mind, Battlefield peaked at Battlefield 2, when you could just buy that 2 or 3 disc compilation PC box in your local Walmart. And kind of since that, like, major, like, since that major moment, it feels like the game has just slowly fell off. You know, we all collectively don't talk about Battlefield Hardline, the cop-flavored Battlefield. We also don't necessarily talk about, you know, Battlefield 1 or 5, which were sequels, I think. They seem just kind of trapped in the, like, the also-ran Call of Duty category. You know, it used to be Modern Warfare, and then it went to Future Warfare, and then it was World War One, World War Two, and then I think the latest one is Climate Apocalypse Near Future. And I heard that Levelation changed everything, but I never really played it. So I can't really tell you that, but I've been thinking about it a bit more because, like, what do people want out of a Battlefield? And kind of even one step further than that, like, when I was going through the video game history a couple episodes ago, something that came up was, you know, I love Black Ops 1. A lot of the Call of Duty stuff generally has been a miss for me. I also have not really gone back to too many of them beyond, you know, Blops 1 and then Modern Warfare, the remake 2. And so my like multiplayer experience for first-person shooters is like not great. But also in that episode, I was reminded of like the games that I feel like brought me to the first-person shooter party, which is the Medal of Honor games. The Frontline and Rising Sun, I think, were the two, and Pacific Assault. But the thing about those games and kind of how it has led into Call of Duty is that we kind of have, in first-person shooters, the same kind of problem that exists in the sports game area. You know, back in the 90s and even the early 2000s, we had, you know, you had, like, several different flavors of the Madden football game. Like, there was Madden, there was 2K, there was, you know, before that there was like Tecmo Bowl. There were all of these different flavors, you know, Blitz. There are these different flavors of the sports game, and then as like licensing becomes a thing and, you know, these games become more expensive and the annualization doesn't really work for a lot of them, you kind of, like, Blitz dies off, and Tecmo Bowl doesn't really make sense anymore, 2K gets out of the sports game, and, like, or gets out of the football game, and then it's just, you know, now it's just Madden. And I feel like that's kind of what's happening in first-person shooters as well, or, you know, I guess kind of has happened. You have it as, like, a mechanic and, like, a way to play the game, but for the most part, the first-person shooter, when you think about it, is probably one of two games, like, canonically, and that's Call of Duty and maybe Destiny 2, if you're a real sicko. And it didn't used to be that way, right? Like, you would have Halo, you would have Medal of Honor, you would have Call of Duty, you'd have Battlefield. Like, you would have all of these different flavors that were bringing different things. Like, Call of Duty was small team deathmatches. Halo was, you know, the successor to Quake, basically, with rocket jumps and weird things like that. You would have Battlefield, which was these big open maps with vehicles. And then, you know, the Medal of Honor games. I honestly couldn't tell you what the Medal of Honor game take on multiplayer was. But I feel like you had all these different flavors. And now all of the flavors have been mixed together. You know, you have Call of Duty, which is now just a platform that is, you know, it is the open zone with vehicles. It is the small team deathmatch. It is an extraction game, RIP DMZ. It is a battle royale. Like, it is kind of, it's even a little bit of a Fortnite in there with the worst, with the dregs of the people who didn't quite make it into the Fortnite skin game. Or, I guess, weed heroes? It's confusing. But what do you want out of a Battlefield then, right? Like, you look at games like Destiny, and they have added in multiplayer stuff, they've changed the multiplayer modes, you get all your weird gun RPG stuff in there. You know, there's RPG mechanics and, like, very heavily gun leveling in Call of Duty with these open zone areas. So what does that leave Battlefield to be good at? Like, what can they provide that gets Battlefield to 100 million players? You know, the last kind of big thing that they did was that they had destructible environments that would change as, like, goals were achieved in the level. And, like, that's cool that you can, like, knock a skyscraper over and that becomes a different way to interact with the world. But I just don't think that that's going to get them over 100 million, right? Like, is a battle royale going to get them over 100 million? I don't think so, because Battlefield has its own built-up cruft. Like, Call of Duty, say what you will about Call of Duty, but for the most part, Call of Duty is a game that comes out every year, and you can kind of expect every year for something about that game to be different. Like, the gameplay mechanics are different. Like, I think this last one, Modern Warfare 3, had the, was it like the omnidirectional movement or whatever, which is slightly different. You know, no dolphin dives or what have you. And, like, the perk system, like, they're adding in new stuff. Like, it was a big deal when the Gunsmith came out a couple of years ago. And I just don't hear, like, Battlefield does not come out enough for there to be that level of innovation and excitement, and it kind of gets them in this weird loop where, well, now this new Battlefield 6, I guess, they're going back to the stencil number, a la Battlefield 2 and 3, so, hey, maybe they're returning to form, but there's too much time between these games for them to, like, really iterate on mechanics and game design principles, but there's also not enough time because the pressure is too high. Like, the chance that Battlefield 6 is going to come out and hit 100 million players and EA is going to be so happy with its performance that they're going to greenlight Battlefield 7 is, like, pretty low, right? Like, there hasn't been a new Battlefield game in several years. The last one was a shit show, and it came out, and, you know, there's a lot of problems with that, and they kind of went on this apology tour for a while about how bad it was. And now they're coming back, and the expectation is going to be the biggest one ever. And I don't see how that's possible, and I don't see how, as a person who is working on that game, that you can, you know, go to work every day and be stoked about the new mechanic that you're doing, when just like the amount of pressure on you to make the best thing that this studio has ever made is so astronomically high. So I don't know what Battlefield could provide in that game that brings it to the 100 million, or even just like works and is like the new hotness. Like, we saw what happened with Marathon and how that just like did not take off because it came in a little underbaked. You know, there are other games doing this thing, and I guess like the weird thing to me is that I thought the whole Bad Company thing was about getting gold and doing a Three Kings. So feels like that could have been their extraction shooter take, but I guess not. But yeah, I don't know. Is it a battle royale? Does Battlefield have a new mode that no one has thought of yet? Like, maybe that's the thing that gets them to 100 million. Like, what they did what Tarkov did, but they did it first, and they did it with Electronic Arts' big budget. Like, maybe that's the thing that will put them over. But I don't know. I find it really hard to believe that they're doing anything other than here's another Battlefield game, because the last time they made a Battlefield game, they kind of just made here's another Battlefield game, but also something else. And there's also space for these games, which is like the hard part for me, is that I would love it if Battlefield came out and kicked ass. Like, I am always waiting for one of these games to grab me, and I'm always excited to try them out. And, you know, look at something like Night Rain. Like, this is very much not my kind of game, and for some reason I've spent like 12 or 15 hours playing that with my friends. Like, it's a fun time, and I will happily take another like popcorn fun time game. But when the subreddit for the new Battlefield game is complaining about if the graphical settings should allow you to disable the grass or not, it's real like, this game is not for me already. So I don't know how you're going to increase the player account by, I don't know, twofold, threefold. I actually have no idea what the last Battlefield did. I just know that it wasn't 100 million. So I don't know. I'm curious what you think about what the next Battlefield can be that will bring you in as either a lapsed player or someone who's never touched these games before. Because I don't know, like, to get me in there, you got to have some good stuff going, and everything that I've seen of Battlefield just seems like, you know, no one has enough planes for me to go in there and ruin everyone's day by not knowing how to fly the plane or flipping a helicopter upside down, because there's just an absolute monster with a sniper rifle 3 miles away who will just end my fun time immediately. But yeah, I'm curious. Let me know what you think the next Battlefield game should have. I'm actually like very interested to hear what you have to say. But thanks for hanging out. I'm here. It's time to start the rest of my day. So thanks for hanging out with me on this drive. You know, go check out the website. I'll have that South of Midnight video is coming up pretty soon. Episode 3 of Atomic Heart is out now. There's some good clips. If nothing else, you want to go watch those. I'm pretty happy with how some of those turned out. But yeah, have a good rest of your day. And hey, we'll see you next time.